Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it just popped into my head today as I was listening to various conversations over the last couple of weeks comparing these current times to 1968, which I used to look at, read about in history books, watch documentaries about and think, man, that must have been something to live through.
Ugly.
Constant protests, violence, police versus the people in the street. You're either on their side. There's no staying out of it. You're either on that side or that side.
Riots, burnings.
Yeah. We're clearly there now.
Yeah. Well, to discuss, to compare, to contrast, and to just say hello, please welcome back to the Armstrong and Getty Show our esteemed newsman, Marshall Phillips. Marshall, you were with us for a cup of coffee. What was it, 15 years?
It was about 15 years, yeah. A little more than a cup of coffee. By the way, guys, I have not left my house since January 21st. I've had to deal with things like raccoons in the chimney and, the neighbor's complaints about my growing pyramid of Chardonnay bottles out in front.
Growing pyramid of Chardonnay bottles.
Living large. It's art.
I was actually thinking, because I remember before you retired from this program, discussion of how much you were going to follow the news or whatnot, and I could see checking out completely. So it just occurred to me, we could get you on the phone, you could say the what now? the protest about what? There's a disease? Maybe you're not following the news.
No, my friends, I tell you, I have been following the news probably even too much. In fact, you get to a point, especially when you're talking about the pandemic and the action on the streets and that. Well, as far as the pandemic goes, I get a cough, you know, and all of a sudden I'm going, oh, my God,
right.
I've got the virus, you know. Then you just got to calm yourself down. Then I look at what has been going on in the streets, and I got to tell you, in a lot of ways, this is very similar to what was happening in 1968, except it's not being played out against the background of a pandemic. It is being fueled by a lot of people who are just really ticked off with what they see as the current state of affairs. Back in the 60s, it was the Vietnam War, which a lot of people felt was illegal, hadn't really been explained to them. They had friends dying. And now you've got another groundswell that's actually, you know, spread worldwide, fueled in large part by young people who have just gotten out in the streets and said, we've had enough.
Well, was it the same way in 68? It's the way it seems from reading about it, but I wasn't old enough to know what was going on. Where you were either on one side or the other, it was very easy, very difficult to be neutral?
Yes. Yeah. You really were on one side or the other. It was hard to find a middle ground at that point. And again, the anger was fueled by both sides, people who wanted peace and would condemn the soldiers and people who thought the war was righteous and would condemn the people who wanted peace. it was real hard to find a middle ground.
Do you remember people being dragged out into the public square and their careers being executed for being on the wrong side of various arguments back then? Of course, a lot of it's social media
right
now.
Yeah, maybe without social media you couldn't do that.
Do you remember anything about that?
No, not so much. No, not so much. I mean, and again, as you pointed out, social media has made a huge difference. I mean, you can be trolled. You can say the wrong thing or try to say the right thing in an awkward way and be crucified for it. That did not exist back then. Although fiery tempers did produce fiery results, both in 1968 and today.
You know, it's probably worth pointing out the average sandwich shop owner or NBA announcer or whatever, they had no way to communicate their opinion to the masses.
Correct.
So you'd never hear about it anyway.
You didn't know what Frank Gifford thought about the Vietnam War necessarily.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and exactly. And again, even if people would say certain inflammatory things, a lot of the reporters wouldn't report it. They would just say, all right, well, that's just background. And they wouldn't actually put it in print. When I started work in radio, oh, God knows how many years ago, you would call the president Mr. President or Mr. Trump, or Mr. Nixon. You would never just say Nixon, or it was always much more formal. And again, with
how about you, lying communist, morbidly obese Nazi?
Well, you know, as time went on, that began to appear in the free press and other alternate media. Yes. Yeah.
In between 68 and recent times, we obviously came back together, you know, in a period of time where we're now thinking, oh, those were the golden days. How do we get those back? What ended the division? Just the war ending, or did it run its course? Or do you have any idea?
You're talking about the end of the Vietnam War.
Well, what brought us back together from the 60s to a calmer period through the 70s, 80s, and 90s?
I think a lot of it was the fact that the war ended, the draft ended, and people started talking to each other more. You know, if you knew somebody that came back from the war, you saw they were in pain. So you might be more willing to talk to one another as opposed to just getting on social media and trying to dog somebody.
Well, and go ahead, Marshall, sorry.
I was just going to say, I noticed that happening through the years, especially as we got to the end of the 70s into the 80s. There was a lot more of, all right, I appreciate what you thought you had to do, and I appreciate what you thought you had to do. So you had more of that back and forth.
It's also significant that the Nixon administration, in the wake of the race riots of the late 60s, launched enormous social programs. Huge spending by the Republican administration then, and a lot of people thought, okay, that'll help, that'll be good, and so, okay, we won't burn the cities anymore. And a lot of it actually didn't help, it hurt, in my opinion, but and then Watergate came and went, and then the war ended, so, yeah, we just got back to business.
Happy Days was on TV, and everything was fine.
Yep, good times.
we intended, when you retired, to check in with you now and then on retirement. Unfortunately, you retired right at the moment of a global pandemic and a Great Depression. So, rough timing for your retirement.
I realize. And, you know, I will be very honest with you. Part of me is sad, and I'm not happy that I retired at this period of time. But part of me is also saying, all right, you know, now's a good time to step back, at least for now. You know, retirement doesn't mean forever, but
right,
at least for now. And it's given me, in all honesty, a really good chance to observe other people dealing with things in their real life against this whole background, against this panoply of what's going on.
Yeah. Hey, Marsh, I have to jump in. Even as you're making a beautiful point, we got about 20 seconds left.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I will tell you this. I am living in an undisclosed location. It took 5 months. It took 5 months, but my house, my other house, is up for sale.
Excellent. Oh, awesome. Excellent. And I assume you're continuing to stockpile gold and weaponry. Everybody, Marshall Phillips, our esteemed newsman, always great to talk.
Yeah, thanks for your time, Marshall.
All right, bye now.
Armstrong and Getty.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.